Thank you for joining me here at John Rossi, the podcast. I'm your host, JR. This is episode 8. Today I'd like to talk about a full life versus a full death. For the last couple of weeks, I've been on what I'm calling a spiritual cleanse. I decided that it was time for me to take away all the distractions, drinking, junk food, chocolate, whatever, anything that I deemed a distraction. I wanted to kind of put on pause and take it away and just give myself time to exercise, get sleep, meditate, do yoga, swim, whatever it was, anything that's kind of cleansing to me. And during this time, I've been doing a lot of walking with some of my friends. I have one friend in particular that we try to meet at least 3 times a week. And during the time that we walk, we usually try to do 3 to 4 miles when we're walking. But we take that time while we're walking to kind of just check in with each other, share, ask questions, you know, tell stories, whatever. And it's really kind of cool because it's an opportunity for us to just kind of feel or know that we're in a safe space and that we can discuss whatever we want to discuss. So this friend of mine is getting ready to start a new business. And he's been kind of sharing the steps that he's going through to get to the stage where he can launch the business. So the other day when we were walking, I said, okay, well, you know, from everything that you've told me, you know, this business is going to be amazing. You're not going to have any problems finding your target audience. There's a niche for it in our area because there's nothing else like it. It's a perfect thing to launch during this time that we're, you know, going through the pandemic or whatever, because a lot of people will need this. And so I said, but let me ask you this. What is your, you know, 5 to 10 year goal? Where do you see yourself and this business in 5 to 10 years? And, you know, he said, I don't know. I really don't know. And me being the Virgo that I am, I had to push it even further. And I was like, no, I really want to answer from you. I said, so let's just walk for a little bit further and we'll talk about something else, but I want you to think about it while we're walking. And then before we end this walk, I want you to give me an answer. So as we're getting close to finishing up the walk, I was like, okay, so do you have an answer for me? Where do you see yourself and your business 5 to 10 years from now? And he looked at me, he stopped me and he looked at me and he said, to be honest with you, I don't look that far. I never try to look any further than, you know, a couple of days or a couple of weeks in my life. And I was like, really? Why? And he said, because I'm afraid to think that far in the future. And I've learned here recently that sometimes it's better for me, instead of pushing it, to keep my mouth shut and think about it before I could like give him better advice or before I could ask him to discuss it more. And so I just, you know, I said, oh, that's interesting. I'd like to think about that for a while. And I said, but if anything, I would like to encourage you to not be afraid of thinking, you know, far ahead in your future. So fast forward a couple of days after that, and I'm having a discussion with one of my clients, and he is in the service industry, but he's one of these type of people that goes above and beyond when it comes to his job. So, you know, he's a believer that if you're going to do something, then you should do it right the first time so that you never have to backtrack and kind of make up for what you didn't take care of the first time. So we're having this discussion and he said, you know, I'm really getting to this point that I think it's time for me to start my own business because I can't work for people. And he has like a large staff of people that he oversees. And he said, it's just so discouraging that a lot of people don't want to give it their all. They want to get paid, you know, top dollar for half the work. And he's like, I just can't do that anymore. And I said, you know, I've been trying to encourage you to do this for forever. And I'm so glad that you're finally going to do it. And he said, you know, I'm going to be really honest with you. The only thing that has stood in the way of me not launching my business sooner is that I'm afraid of failing. And once again, this little thing was in the back of my mind. And I didn't really say anything to him, but it's been with me for the last couple of days. I've been thinking about it. So today when I got off work early. I came home. I live in Florida. It's hot as bejesus here right now. But I got off work. It was about 2:30. I came home. I changed my clothes. I threw on my workout gear. And I went for a walk at 3:00 in the afternoon in the hot ass sun. But I did it because I really wanted to really process what I was hearing. And I really wanted to think about it. So I went for a 7-mile walk. And trust me, by the time I was done with that walk, it was very clear to me that what I was feeling is we go through life, or a large majority of us go through life afraid of living a robust, full life because of failing or disappointing someone or disappointing ourselves. And for me, I've always been the type of person, and I feel lucky that I've been this way, but I've always been the type of person that I would rather dream as big as I possibly can and fail than to not dream and be disappointed because I didn't try. So when I came home this afternoon, I started thinking, especially during this time that we're going through this lockdown, and a lot of people have been pulled out of the jobs that they love. Some people are afraid because they're not really sure if they'll ever be able to go back to work and, you know, make their car payments, make their rent, make their house payments, pay for their kids' college or whatever. And me, on the other hand, I look at this time and I think it's the perfect time. Like, when people are afraid, it's the perfect time for you to put that fear aside and start to dream as big as you possibly can. Because the worst thing that can happen is that it doesn't work out. But when it doesn't work out, you still pick that dream up. And you take out the pieces that didn't work and you replace them, hopefully, with pieces that will work. Because we only have one shot at this life. Like, this isn't a trial run. We don't get to, you know, run lines and make sure that we are going to do it the right way, or we're going to be able to find the right course to follow. Like, this is it. There's no other opportunity for us to live this life except for now. Because on the flip side of life is death. And death is already guaranteed to all of us. And it is going to be full. There's going to be no stone that's not turned over in death. Like, we're going to get the full experience. So if it would be possible for us to think about life the way that we should think about death, then hopefully it would be an encouragement that no matter how afraid you are, how scary it is, what it would feel like if you did fail or if you did disappoint someone, it doesn't really matter, because that's what life is about. It's about us, you know, running into brick walls and stumbling and losing money. And, you know, one of the greatest things that I've ever heard is this Brené Brown interview that she did. And she was talking about, she was sitting on a plane and the guy that was sitting next to her was an investment guy, or like a wealth management, wealth investment guy, whatever the phrase is called. But anyway, she's sitting next to this guy and she starts to ask him questions about how do they decide who they're going to give money to and who they're not going to give money to. And the guy said to her, basically, the way that, you know, we decide is if you haven't failed at least twice at $1 million a pop on both failures, then it's not worth us. It's not worth it for us to give you money. Because if you've lost at least $2 million, then you know the importance of money. And you also know the importance of not making those mistakes again. And that's kind of what I think about life. Like, you know, the only way that we're ever going to be able to get to the place that we can live, you know, with a sense of accomplishment is if we fail. So it's okay. But that's not an that's an even more important reason for us to wake up every day and just say, okay, today I'm going to like squeeze every ounce of life that I can out of this day. Because after this day is over with, it's done and something else starts tomorrow. And, you know, for me, the way that I look at it is I tell my friends a lot of times that, you know, when I was much younger, I was at a hard time thinking about death. And for a lot of years, I would have panic attacks. I think I talked about this in the last podcast that I did, but I used to have anxiety attacks and panic attacks over it all the time. And now I'm in a much better place about it because, you know, we're all marching in the same direction. Like we're heading towards death. So the way that I explain it to my friends now is, you know, I hope that the day that I die, it's going to be one of those occasions that I'm really going to be excited about it. Because I'm going to be so exhausted because I've lived such a full life that death is going to be welcomed. Like, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm ready because I'm exhausted. Like, I did it and I'm very happy and I'm ready to move on to the next phase. So if anything, I guess I did this podcast today because I would just employ everyone out there to really think which is going to be more important for you. Do you want to live a full life or would you rather enjoy a full death? I'm JR, the host of John Rossi, the podcast, where hopefully we tell stories that will inspire better lives. Thank you.